With SRN News, I'm John Scott. As Congress prepares to support the incoming agency set up to trim government waste, the Senate organizes a panel to help. More details from reporter Bernie Bennett.
Congress already has a DOGE caucus to support the work of co-chairs Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy. Now meet the MAHA caucus. Republican Senators Roger Marshall of Kansas, Tommy Tuberville of Alabama, Rick Scott of Florida, Cynthia Lummis of Wyoming, and Ron Johnson of Wisconsin have launched the efforts to champion Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s, quote, Make America Healthy Again agenda in the Senate. Political reports the policy goals include promoting food and non-pharmaceutical interventions and encouraging agricultural practices that improve the nutritional value of food, as well as furthering efforts to research, prevent, and treat chronic diseases. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, two astronauts stranded on board the International Space Station for 6 months now are celebrating Christmas there.
With 16 sunrises and 16 sunsets a day, celebrating Christmas in space could be seen as a bit of a challenge. But astronauts on the International Space Station have created their own traditions over the last 50 years. According to NASA, the day is considered a holiday for all concerned, regardless of their faith or ethnicity. Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams have received fresh ingredients and gifts from home, sent via the SpaceX Dragon capsule. They'll enjoy a meal together, listen to Christmas music, watch films, and talk to their families back on Earth. If all goes to plan, they're due home at the end of March.
BBC correspondent Camilla Mills with that report. President Joe Biden has made it official. The president signed a bill into law on Tuesday, that bill making the bald eagle the national bird of the United States. The bald eagle has already been a symbol of the U.S. for more than 240 years. This is SRN News. A Florida woman is convicted of vandalizing a pro-life pregnancy center.
It happened in the wake of the Supreme Court's decision to repeal Roe v. Wade. Multiple centers across Florida and across the country were attacked by angry pro-abortion advocates, including Gabriela Oropeso of Cooper City. She now faces up to 10 years in prison when she is sentenced in March. Several other women who participated in the attacks have already pleaded guilty. Their actions include painting threatening messages on the buildings. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has filed suit against the NCAA to prevent males from playing on female sports teams, arguing that it misleads fans. The lawsuit filed in state district court argues the NCAA is violating the Texas Trade Practices Act, which protects consumers from deceptive business practices. The lawsuit, the latest attempt by conservative politicians to protect women's sports. This is SRN News. A town in Washington State has become the Christmas capital of the Pacific Northwest.
The scent of bratwurst and pretzels fills the air as horses clop down Main Street hauling a carriage full of tourists. Welcome to Leavenworth, Washington. Last year saw 3 million tourists. It was a boom town thanks to mining and a sawmill that went bust, then turned to tourism by turning into a Bavarian holiday village. In the 60s, businesses built Bavarian-style buildings, stringing them with Christmas lights, and the town was reborn. I'm Julie Walker.
Lava erupting from Hawaii's Kilauea volcano for a third straight day. The eruption has stayed within Kilauea's summit caldera inside Hawaii Volcanoes National Park, and no homes are threatened. Molten rock began spewing out of the volcano before dawn on Monday. The eruption occurring in an area that's been closed to the public since 2007. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.